A Quick Flick division of Compendium Cliché Productions presents Rick Casey, Lois Blaine, and Sandra Moore in
The Bride of Esp.
With Buster O'Brien, Shirley Grimes, Cole Black, and Lothar von Elfenbein. Freely adapted from a story of Dole Anderson's by Murray Meinster, Ray Radkerry, Willie Way, Isaac Asimuth, and Robert Renline, with additional dialogue by Chester Keops and Nathan Whale. Sets by Ellery Rathbone, costumes by Wally Terrain, makeup by Lamont Cranston, process photography by Zdeněk Zapotkin-Zygotsky, original music composed and conducted by the composer, photographed in Ramoscope, directed by Milton Johns, and produced by Leonard Lapps.
On the beach of time, the sands are stars, and nothing has meaning but the tides of infinity, eternally pulling the galaxies in their fixed rounds. Here, in the abyss of space, all is blackness and silence. Blacker for the winking of the stars, more silent for the profoundly inaudible music of the spheres. This, then, is space. Deep space. Deep, deep space. But see now, roaring with great engines, comes driving from the void a tiny capsule of time and life, unaware what fortune may await. It is Terran Galactic Patrol Ship XV-97. Captain Alexander Chalmers still in command on a peaceful exploratory mission.
Attention all hands, attention all hands. We have arrived at coordinate Q17 over Hyper 9 squared on schedule. Take your places for emerging from hyperdrive. Take your places for emerging from hyperdrive. Take over, Navigator Chang.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Where'd they ever come up with a hyperdrive that doesn't shatter the system? Every time we go through that, I feel like a Martian walk at twerking time.
Stow it, Sparks. I'm running a clean ship.
Sorry, Alex. Captain. Sir.
Now let's put this ship on the autopilot and have our briefing session. Entire personnel will assemble in the recreation lounge on the double. Entire personnel to the recreation lounge and leave your feeding receptors behind. This is an official occasion. Good afternoon, fellow crew members. I am very pleased at such a nimble response. Not that this is in any sense an emergency, but because it shows that we are working a tight ship. And if worst ever came to worst, well, I'm sure you understand what I mean. It's very reassuring, very. Where's Glenn Levy, Sparks? I particularly wanted her here.
Her central torpor bar wasn't behaving exactly the way that Glenn Levy likes her central torpor bar to behave, so she's tinkering. I spoke to her rather sharply, and she told me...
You needn't bother. Her vocabulary is even more emphatic than her appetite. A distressing female, very. Probably because she has that awful figure problem, Sparks.
Remarkable how she flits about there for such a big girl. With that personal gravity reverser, she's light as a feather.
A 400-pound feather is still a pretty big feather. Excellent engineer, though.
Yes, yes. Now, men, no doubt you're wondering why... Oh, there you are, Cookie. Coffee all around, my boy. This may take some time.
Righto, sir. I'll break out some of these sea bottom beans from Betelgeuse. This being a special occasion, sort of.
Do that. Oh, and bring some water for those, whatever they are, that Glenn Levy has growing all over the walls here. They're looking a little limp in spots. If we let them die, she'll graunch the lot of us. Ford, how I detest that woman's green thumb.
The curse of my race is philosophy. That of the Scotch is gardening.
Well, this Scot is thrice cursed. My ship is cluttered with pots of curious flora to the point where, oh, one can't move without knocking one over. And then there's a scene. Well, now, men, first of all, as you are all no doubt aware, we are entering a sector which hasn't been penetrated by any Terran craft since the war with the Graffiti 150 years ago. Oh, you weren't aware? Well, rest assured, it was long ago, and High Command has taken every precaution. We are on an entirely peaceful mission, and...
Captain Chalmers, Captain Chalmers! Lieutenant Evans here! Unidentified object approaching Quadrant 8, collision course, speed 87 Mach.
Let me at that intercom. Damn those pots! Reeve up the force fields, Evans. Don't tell me they're not functioning again.
Not that, sir. The outer one has no effect on it. The secondary is slowing it slightly, but it's turning red from strain.
The repeller beams, Evans. The repeller beams.
Oh, yes. The repeller beams, Evans. On the double.
Aye, aye, sir.
To your stations, men. Don't dawdle. Come on, Oscar Sparks, to the bridge. Mind that pot there. Never mind. Hurry.
Beam holding, sir, but just barely. Power, that thing's enormous. What is it?
The outline is blurred on the scope, Evans, but it looks like a ship of some sort. Small one.
One small ship putting out power like that? I don't like this. Our power plant can't take that sort of punishment indefinitely. Torvalson, get a message beam to Luna Central about all this.
Aye, aye, sir.
Switch on the needle, Fetzer Sparks. Mind the pot. See anything? What do you think, Chang? Should we blast it?
Instructions are not to fire unless fired upon. This is supposed to be a peaceful mission.
Going on up there. I'm wrestling with a weak throttle bar, and all of a sudden you're dragging maximum output from every bloody bear-cold unit in the place. The heat's terrible, and all my fans are crisping. Hey, Cookie, you know I don't drink coffee. Watch out for that part of...
Oh, sorry.
Haggis Heed. Coffee in the fuse box, and all my crocus is ruined. This is too much.
Ford, everything's gone dead. The repeller beam. Look at the scope. The ship's going to... Grappled by Chrysler, grappled! Oh, the disgrace!
We'll live, now what?
We'd better think of something.
As an old philosopher once put it, it is better to wait and see than to take 9 stitches when the well runs dry.
As far as I am concerned, Navigator Chang, you can take your old philosophers and...
Fuse box repaired, Captain, but my crocuses will never be the same. If that cookie ever comes down here again with liquids on or about his person, he will get a throttle bar bent around his fat neck. Now, what was all that racket up there? The whole ship shook.
Unidentified ship grappled to the hull. We're waiting.
What the devil for?
For them to make a move. After all, this is a peaceful mission.
So you keep saying.
Just stand by, Lieutenant. Ensign Red Eagle. Why not get the omniproboscope onto that ship, eh?
Now, why didn't I think of that?
That's all right, old man. That's what we captains are for.
Make out anything, Evans?
Let me adjust the Trisket a little. Now a little finer focus on the Wavel.
Try the trellis.
Right. Aha! Look, sir, it's a Terran ship. Pretty old model, but Terran.
Coffee, anybody? Hey, what you got on the proboscope there? Well, I'll be darned. What's one of those things doing out here?
What, you don't mean you know?
Oh, sure, that's an old Rolls Nova. Sports job. They were the Wargs Karoo a couple of hundred years ago. Every zillionaire's son had one. Still hard to beat for style. Every time there's a Concord Elegant...
Yes, of course, but...
I used to have one with chop tubes and a souped-up Lorgel drive with 3 overhead Brankles. Boy, was that ever a classy little chop. Many's the night me and my girl were taking a drive in Feely and...
All that can wait, I think, Cookie, for some more appropriate moment. All right, I guess there's only one thing to do now. Board her. I call for volunteers. Splendid, showmen, splendid. Cookie and I will board this little grappler.
Yeah, but I didn't,
all
sir.
Quite logical. You know the kind of ship, and I'm captain around here. Into your suit, my boy, and off we go.
Me and my great big mouth. I don't see why.
This airlock door seems to be stuck, and working in a spacesuit never was my cup of tea.
Yes, I guess so. Gee, Captain, it's pretty big out here.
Here, give me an assist with that Waldo.
What?
Of course it's big. Big isn't the word.
And it just goes on and on, and on, and on.
See here, Cookie, this isn't your first time out on the hull in a spacesuit, is it? I thought everyone had.
It's so big, and black. And all those lights like dust,
It makes you want to set the controls on your suit and just go on and on, further and further, out! Ow! Captain, you hit me on the helmet with that space wrench. That hurt.
Have to, my boy. Little touch of space rapture there. Hits us all to some degree. First few times we're out like this, you're all right now. Let's get this wretched door open.
Try it the other way. No, no, not that way. That way.
What? What? Oh. Quick, Cookie, in with you. Air's fine. That's good. Well, this is quite a little ship we have here. Not a soul on board, though. Very strange. Very strange. What do you make of it, Cookie?
Not much, Captain, except it's sure luxurious. Just feel that underfoot. Wall-to-wall drill skin. Go ahead. Bounce a little, Captain.
No time for fun and games, my boy. Chang and Spark should be here at any moment. Ah, there you are, gentlemen.
Find anything, Captain?
Everything's in perfect order, but not a soul.
Red Eagle's following us on the visiscope, just in case.
Good idea, Sparks.
What's the funny noise, Alex?
Probably some servo mechanism still gamely functioning.
Seems to be coming from somewhere around this picture here.
Captain Chalmers, can you hear me in there?
Loud and clear, Kalinda. We've set things up for two-way talk from anywhere in here. What is it?
Stand by for an emergency prime. Huh? We picked up something peculiar on the superscope. If I didn't know better, I'd say it was a graffiti war fleet.
Ye lords, Kalinda, you must be mistaken. This is a peaceful mission.
Coming in fast.
I think we'd better jettison this little yacht, then, mystery or no mystery, and light out for Lunar Central. Stand by the airlock, men. We'll be back there in...
What in the name of all philosophers? We could have been killed.
Who turned on the hyperdrive without a countdown? I know you go in for practical jokes, Alexander Chalmers, but...
I have nothing to do with it. Where are we? Have Evans plot a position. I don't like any of this. Something's going on.
You're telling me, and that funny noise keeps getting louder, Alex. It's definitely behind this picture here.
You're right, Cookie. Run your hand along the frame.
Come on, man. No time for...
A secret panel!
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It is good to see faces again, even if they are not what I would call human.
What? Beg pardon, madame. Or is it mademoiselle? But I can't see you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I shall step before this black velvet hanging. There, can you see me now?
I can see her, just barely. She's transparent. You can see right through her.
It is a problem, I suppose. Your basic structure is carbon, ours is silicon. And my particular race, though similar to yours in form, happens to be transparent to foreign eyes.
I see her now.
Please, Cookie. Now, miss?
Captain Chalmers! Navigation said we're right back between Canopus and Cassiopeia.
Ford, that was an enormous hyperdrive jump. We've lost a couple of months.
Red Eagle's picked up a blip on the penumbrator. But that Warfleet's following us. We've got to do something soon.
Right, Evans. Back in a jiffy. Why do things have to happen so fast? It's very hard to be a captain sometimes. Well, miss, there is the question of who you are and what you are doing. Now, it may be that your culture may require a certain amount of ritual palaver before coming to the purpose of any encounter. If that is so, then I apologize in advance for any violence I may do to your cultural conditioning. But I am afraid that since this is a space patrol vessel, and we are on an official mission, and there does seem to be an emergency on the way, I shall have to demand to know without delay just who you are and what in blazes you are doing grappled to our hull like this.
I beg pardon.
Does this biped intend menace, princess, his protection desired?
No, no, Zorn. He's not projecting menace, only anxiety. Oh, all males are alike, I see, regardless of how they are based. Excuse me, Captain, perhaps I should explain... That is my robot. Its prime function is to protect me. It is inclined to be touchy, therefore. I call it Zorn.
Robot? But I don't see...
That black box beside you, there, with a little red light on one corner.
Hey, that's where that funny noise is coming from. That tinkle and squeak racket. I wondered what was doing us.
It looks innocent, but believe me, if I'm in danger, it is powerful.
I see. Well, we intend no menace. Just tell us, please, who are you?
I am Princess Narda of Gret.
Of Gret? But Gret
I don't understand, Princess. Gret?
That was long ago.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Gret, city on the planet Galgor, capital of the Graphitian Empire. But that was a good 150 years ago, and the planet was destroyed. Not by Terran action, though. It was all very strange.
Oh, no. This is terrible. I mean, ridiculous. Why, we left the spaceport at Gret only yesterday. I don't believe... You're trying to drive me mad for some reason. Help me, Zorn. This is menace if ever I experienced it. Zorn, act at once.
Gently, Princess, it is not menace, it is the truth. 150 years have passed. You have been in suspended animation. Galgor is a ball of atomic flame. I have been wondering for some time how to break the news to you.
No, no. Gone. All gone. Who did this?
The Lord of Esp, Princess.
Esp! Oh, how terrible.
Who the hell's she talking to?
That black box by the captain's leg. It's a robot of some sort.
Looks like a black box to me, but it sure makes a funny noise, doesn't it?
This surpasses belief. Excuse me, please, Captain...
Chalmers. Alexander Chalmers.
Of course. Excuse me, please, but I have just had some distressing news.
Of course.
Now, see here, Zorn. Why did you presume to place me in suspended animation for 150 years?
To protect you, Princess, that is my function.
But from whom? I mean, what...
I am programmed to answer truthfully from yourself, Princess.
That is going too far. It is unheard of. You are defective, Zorn, and must be pranged at once. Rilka?
You called, Mistress? Ooh, what strange beings. Ugh. Oh, I'm...
Yes, please, Rilka, stand here by me in front of this black curtain so they can see you. Control yourself, little fool. They are carbon-based. Forgive me, Captain Chalmers, if I communicate telepathically with my maid. It will be quicker.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Aurora, it must be pranged at once. It has exceeded every integral of its programming and is dangerous. I am sorry, Zorn, you have served us well heretofore, but every machine wears out sometime. Here is the prangle, Princess.
Wait, Princess, recollect. Your father, the Emperor, had promised you to the Lord of Esp, the Dark Planet, in return for aid in the war with Earth.
Esp, that monster. Don't remind me. Father had no right
to... Your father was desperate that the perverse lusts of the Lord of Esp, who were infamous in the Empire, could not matter. The bargain was struck.
And I fled.
Taking me to protect you, you slipped into this impounded yacht and fled.
You were programmed to protect Zorn, not to...
Remember, it was an extreme programming with many random integers, and I needed them all when you flew this ship between the massed war fleets just as they deployed for battle.
Is that what all those ships were? I assumed it was a regatta of some sort. And I believe that is the last thing I remember.
The ship was damaged. You and Rilka were unconscious and slightly injured. The battle raged over several vectors of hyperspace. I had to get away, repair the ship, and if you will pardon the expression, also repair you.
Of course!
Never mind, Rilka. Repairs, you say. How did you effect them?
I pillaged the wrecks of the dreadnoughts for parts and technical information. You must understand that those random elements in my matrix gave me a capacity approximating the emotion of curiosity. I salvaged a great many things that might be protective. Also, I learned things which caused me to leave you suspended till I could be sure all danger was past.
What danger, robot?
When the Empire surrendered, Galgor was a ball of flame, and the Lord of Esp, whose work that was, ruled from the Dark Planet.
Oh, Esp.
The Lord of Esp does not like being balked, Princess. You escaped his clutches and frustration, turned him into the incarnation of insensate fury, and brought out the worst in a nature already legendary in the annals of evil. His search for you has never ceased.
But 150 years? Our race is long-lived, but...
Do not ask how he has prolonged his life. The methods do not make pretty telling, nor is the once majestic Lord of Esp himself a pretty sight now. Though he could prolong his life, he could not arrest the ravages of age.
One hates the thing.
It is better not to.
Forgive the intrusion. But what sort of monster is this person?
Oh, he is humanoid, as aren't we all. Well, yeah, but of some things my lips refuse to speak. He is possessed of immense power, all evil.
I say, really?
I will say this much. Among his minor vices, he lives on slarge.
I see the Terrans, too, know of that stuff.
Please, we hate even to use the word.
Of course. Go on, Zorn.
I realized then that I needed greater capacity, above all, greater freedom of choice, so I acquired them.
How, robot?
I built a machine which reprogrammed me.
That is completely outside the ethic. Under the code, we have no choice. It must be pranged, Princess. These Terrans will protect us from now on. Here, the prangle.
Ha, ha, ha. You will never prang me while my pile functions, Princess.
Oh,
that box! It's shimmering!
It's getting brighter!
It's dissolving! Oh.
Brighter!
It's changing shape! Oh, Rinka!
Oh, what's it doing with the cow? It's...
Zorn! You're anthropomorphic!
What?
Your chelm!
I see my new form is familiar to you. Get up, Rilka. Look at me. Take your hands away from your face.
Great Glor, it's Chelm, Prince of Tol Brandir. Oh, your highness.
Get up, Rilka. He's only a copy. I think this is in the worst of taste, Zorn.
Wait, Princess. The Prince of Tol Brandir was your betrothed, I know, before the terror... I am sorry to cause you distress, Princess, but what I do is for your good. In humanoid shape, I can do many things which I could not do as a black box. I had to draw a model from your minds. This is one I found most clearly defined in both
Rilka!
Your...
Oh, no, Your Highness! No, Highness, I am...
Zorn, you are a fiend.
Oh, how terrible to think our robot could be a fiend.
I do not think...
Captain, what's keeping you? Every moment is precious. What have you got out there? A thrill mill girl from Pluto?
Does a gift for ill-timed unpleasantness run in the Glenlevy family, Lieutenant? We'll discuss this later. Have Popoff query Luna Central for instructions. This peaceful mission of ours is in great danger.
A total loss, if you ask.
Get Evans to adjust the drivets for a quick departure.
Not so, Captain Chalmers.
Eh? What's that?
From this moment, I take command. I am master of immeasurable powers. Resistance to me is useless. I have but to stretch out this arm, which is really a pseudopod. Oh. And as easily as I flicked us in and out of hyperdrive a few moments ago, you would become a random dispersion of atoms. Watch that vase over there.
Wow, vanish into thin air.
Very convincing. I think he has us, Alex.
Zorn, I command you...
Silence, Princess. This is for your own good. My basic integer is still your protection.
Captain Chalmers, that warp fleet, it just popped out of hyperdrive. It's all around us. Look out of your viewport.
Open it, Cookie.
I have never seen so many ships. All painted grillig and blore. The colors of...
Of Esp! Princess of the dark planet of Esp!
Oh, Rilka, you don't for a moment think...
To Patrol Ship XV-97, greetings.
That voice!
How did he get hooked into our intercom system?
This is Nazgul, Orlok of Esp. Regent of the Empire of the Graffiti.
He didn't used to have that many trumpeters on his spaceship. Putting on airs, if you ask me.
My mission is a peaceful one. I seek the Princess Nada. Heiress to the throne. I come to escort her back, to restore her to the throne of her ancestors. We are sending the Grand Admiral's barge with suitable escort...
Let me at that microphone, Earthman. I will speak to that eater of slarch. Zorn, the robot, to the Orlok of Esp. Greetings and defiance.
Who dares speak thus to the regent of the Empire?
I told you, Zorn the robot.
Kill those trumpeters. I do not know you, Zorn the robot. I do not deal with robots, especially when they speak nonsense. a second-class Terran patrol ship can hardly dare defy the might of the Empire.
But we do, Orlok of S.
See here, robot. This is ridiculous.
Silence! Watch, master of the dark planet, the power which defies you.
No, I say...
Great God! My left wing destroyed! What are you? I said now, this is a trap!
Look at that.
The Terran fleet is somewhere about. We were on a peaceful mission! This means war! War! Sound the alarm, Lieutenant Ergol! Admiral Watt! As Regent, I...
Wait, Orlok! Must you lose your right wing also before you are convinced? There is no other fleet, Highness. I am the power here. Nothing can withstand me or harm me. But I see from your maneuvers that you need further proof.
No.
Very
no.
well. I will try another method.
No, that's enough.
You open fire on me.
No!
Use all your batteries, no, 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 everything. You will see.
No, no, I will not have my ship. Oh, this is terrible. My poor little second-class patrol ship. Open fire. You're out of your mind, robot. Do something, somebody. Stop him. I'm captain here.
Done, robot. Done. Admiral Watt. Open fire. Everything we
Well, my Lord of Esp.
I agree to an hour's truce. I must consider this an hour.
Done.
If I weren't captain here, I think I'd faint.
I quite understand. It was an impressive barrage. Well, now there is an hour to fill. Why don't you have lunch?
Well,
I have no need of food, naturally, and will stay here.
Of course, of course. I presume you have spacesuits, ladies. We have to go outside and climb around to our airlock.
Lots more of the Venusian tree shrimp casserole, everybody. Come on, nobody's eating anything. I worked my fingers to the bone over this food.
Nobody particularly hungry, Cookie. I wish you'd shut up about it. We are all on edge. This is a tight place for all of us.
Well, it's good to know when you're appreciated.
Oh, knock it off, Cookie. How can you worry about food when we're staring disaster in the face?
Yes. Pass the casserole, please. I think I need my thirdsies. Thank you. Well, and this is a fine warple's nest you've got us into, Captain Chalmers. A peaceful mission, my foot. I was warned this ship had its own particular jinx, and I begin to see what was meant. If only I had listened.
One more word, and you and all your pots are in the brig, Glenlevy. Stop nagging us. I've tried to be patient with you. Being the only female in the crew might possibly have drawbacks.
It's not what you weigh 400 pounds.
After all, at this stage in our social development, the Navy is not supposed to think of sex anymore. But it's not.
He who laughs in danger's face lives to die some other place. It is a good sign that we still can laugh. Now, shall we consider what to do?
Excellent suggestion, Oscar. What do you propose?
What can we do if that robot's so damn powerful? I don't like this helpless feeling.
There must be a way out. Through strength and up to weakness, as an old philosopher once put it.
What the hell does that mean, anyway?
I confess, I never know.
His resemblance to dear Chell, the Prince of Tol Brandir, is uncanny. But why? Why?
I think the answer is simple and ridiculous. You had Zong created as a very special kind of robot princess, and he has made himself even more special. I think he is in love with you.
Oh, no. That, as you say, is ridiculous. I mean, how it's all so confusing. And I'm just a simple-minded girl at heart. And he does look exactly like...
Remember, mistress, it is only a copy. We no longer hear the mechanical noise from Zorn, but I'm sure it's still going on somewhere deep down inside. I just know it is. Only a copy, mistress.
Yes, I suppose so. But such an excellent copy. So masterful.
Wow, a robot with sex appeal. No fiend he.
Quiet, Cookie. And pass that casserole, will you? I think my appetite is returning.
What on earth?
What a peculiar noise.
Oh, hell, those damn things again. I tell you, Glenn Levy, we're all pretty damn tired of those damn pets of yours.
You lay one clammy finger on that plant and I'll sit on you and turn off my gravity reverser. There, there, mother's precious darlings. Haven't they had their din-dins yet? Mother will feed her prettykins. There, there.
Really, Kalinda? How often have we asked you not to use your gravity reverser to fly over the table like that? It just doesn't look right, you know?
What is that, third... What is that, Third Lieutenant Evans? A plant?
I took a little botany before I went into the Space Academy, miss. The full name is Potlatchia macarpus dendrophyllum. Otherwise, they're just a big pot of bluebells from Deneb 4. Glenn Levy's a gardening nut. I guess you noticed that somebody around here is.
I've never seen a spaceship that looks so much like a greenhouse.
You should see what she has down in hydroponics. Some of it's pretty spectacular, though. There are some 18-foot water orchids from Venus that...
Oh, I'd love to see those. Could you show me sometime?
Why, I'd be glad to. There are those who say an 18-foot orchid is vulgar, but I think they're pretty.
I'm sure I shall, too.
These stupid bluebills, though, they're Glenn Levy's special pets. She practically sleeps with them.
But why? They're quite ugly. Spiny little puff pad leaves of dirty orange, those clusters of mauve bells.
Sickening colors. Good heavens, are those teeth?
Yes, don't get too close. They'll eat anything, even silicon. Bluebells are halfway between plant and animal. Damn sneaky about it. They lure small creatures to their doom with hypnotic music.
I'm sure it's not just that I'm silicon-based, but that racket isn't at all musical to me.
Oh, that's not it. When they sense the presence of something which especially appeals to them, then you hear it. Quite irresistible, according to the tales.
You haven't heard it?
No, not us. Glenn Levy's never found quite the right thing, so they just sit about and stink.
I had wondered what the odor was, but I didn't want to say
just
anything.
Just bluebells, ma'am. Just bluebells.
I've read a little of the lore of bluebells, and I must mistrust them deeply. Not all their capacities are known. There is much curious lore concerning them on Deneb. I wish I could persuade Glenn Levy to dispose of that little pot of horrors. Ever since they came on board, I've had a very curious feeling.
Here we are, Captain. Another steaming plate of delicious...
Watch it!
Oh! My hands! What?
Clumsy oaf! You know she's silicon-based. You've shattered her hand.
I didn't do it on purpose. Something tripped me. Felt like a wire.
Nonsense. No wires around here.
Yow! Look at the bluebells are eating the casserole.
Here's something for my precious darling. Some nice... Oh! What's going on here? Who's lighting the meat off the floor?
They tripped Cookie so he would spill it.
Rubbish. How on earth did...
Never mind that. What about the Princess Narda's broken hand? I doubt if our medical science will be of much use with something like...
It is nothing, Captain. A little momentary pain. But it will recrystallize in a very short while. Oh. Being silicon-based has its advantages, you see.
I am very glad to hear it.
Oh, look! It's so...
Please, go on with your meal. I just thought I would join you. It grew boring up there alone. The Lord of Esp is still conferring with his admirals.
You're adept at teleportation, evidently.
Telekinesis, actually. I have many powers, Sparks.
I know. I remember that vase and the left wing of the graffiti fleet.
Not all my powers are destructive, you know, Lieutenant. For instance, that bald head of yours.
No need to get personal, old fiend.
Oh, relax, man. Watch.
What on earth? What an incredible sensation. I can feel it. Give me a mirror, someone.
Here, use mine. Oh, Sparks, you're a damned handsome fellow with hair.
Well, I'll be damned. I was born a brunette, actually.
Oh, that luminous red is quite becoming. My, if you were to ask me to walk out with you in the hydroponics section, I'd not say no. Here, there's a tank of heather you'd almost think was a moor.
Thanks awfully. I'm allergic to heather.
Never
actually.
Mind the parlor tricks, damn it. This is a serious situation. Yes. And I'm damned if I can sit around the dinner table and act as if nothing was wrong at all. Now, just what is your purpose in all of this, Zorn? I'm damned if... Excuse me, ladies. Damned if anything that's happened in the past few hours makes any sense at all to me. What do you want with us? We were on a perfectly peaceful mission, and then out of the blue...
My ultimate purpose is simple, and as Chang said...
You heard
ridiculous.
Everything?
Naturally.
Just like a fiend.
I wish you all would stop thinking of me as a fiend. As you say, I am in love with the Princess Narda, naturally. One cannot spend 150 years cooped in a small spaceship with someone without having some kind of reactions to them. I was a pretty special robot, remember? And now I have taken a form which I knew would please her. And I intend to wed her, and we shall reign as Emperor and Empress. No one need ever know I started out as a humble black box. I will make a very good Emperor, too.
That is preposterous. It could never be. You belong to one world, I to another. You are very anthropomorphic, Chelm. I mean Zorn, but...
Wait, Narda. You have no idea how anthropomorphic I have become.
Oh, it's all so confusing somehow.
Yes. Captain Chalmers, Red Eagle on the bridge. Switch on the visiphone, sir. One of those graffiti brass hats wants to powwow. And brace yourself, sir.
Thanks, Red Eagle. Whatever does he mean, Bryce?
Ooh! Incredible! So old! Such a deprived fate! Ooh!
I seek a parley under the flag of truce. I am in the Grand Admiral's barge just outside your airlock. May I come aboard? Permit me to remind you, it is difficult for the regent of the Empire to beg...
See here, I...
Let him come and have no fear.
Oh, how very like Chelm he is.
Be strong, mistress.
Pop off, admit that, the graffiti commander, will you? Airlock 2. And brace yourself, man. He's not a pretty sight.
With my own eyes, who dared defy the Prince Chelm? You, but I thought I had seen the last of you 100 years ago in my torture chambers. I find this difficult to understand or to appreciate.
You are mistaken, Orlok of Est. This is not...
Quiet, Rilka. I am not the true Prince of Tol Brendir, Orlok. But I am his avenger in his own form. I am Zorn, the robot.
Robot? This is nonsense. I have no time for nonsense. I have come for the princess who is to share the throne and the nuptial chamber with me. Come, Narda. Too long have you been denied me. Long have I combed the mane of stars searching for you. Now I have found you and claim my right. It is almost too late. But not quite. Side by side we shall rule while... What sounds are those? I am drawn toward them. Such ecstasy. What's that? What? Get off me! Get them off me! Wires! Tightening! Teeth! Eating him! Let go!
Get him away!
Oh, of course! But bluebells!
What? He got to turn them off.
Something fell out of Est's pocket. A little packet of something. Look at the bells tear into it.
What happened?
Oh, terrible.
Of course, Narda, darling.
Good. Ford, that smell. Turn on the decontaminators. Somebody, it's
blood.
Quick, Soren, that trick you did with the vase.
What?
Get rid of that mess on the floor. The plant, everything. Quickly.
Oh, my beautiful bluebells. Gone. All gone.
Your bluebells are slarch eaters, woman. That's what turned them on. Slarch. Do you understand that? The full horror of it? Now shut up about them.
I don't care. They were the prize of my collection.
That's enough of that. Get out of here before I use you to mulch the hydroponics tank.
Four, what a plant.
Well, it did serve one useful purpose.
Yes, the universe is rid of a major scourge.
It was That's well true. Said by an old philosopher. It's an ill good that gives nobody wind.
Some philosopher.
Quiet, Cookie. Well, Princess Zorn, where do we go from here?
The microphone, please, Captain. Admiral Wart.
Yes, who calls?
The protector of the Empress Narda of Gret.
The Empress Narda, but...
The Lord of Esp is dead.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
Then we are free at last. Men of the fleet, wonderful news. The Lord of Esp is dead, and the rightful heir to the throne is in that second-class Terran patrol ship there.
Coronation. This is really something.
Indeed it is. Beautiful cathedral too, isn't it?
Beyond description. But the people, it's strange to see all those transparent crowds surging around down there in the nave.
Shh. They're at the high altar now.
He's placing the crown on their heads.
It's dark. Oh, I remember this day always.
She's so lovely and white. Such a lovely, lovely bride. Oh, it's all so beautiful. Lend me your handkerchief, will you, Sparks? I know a chief engineer isn't supposed to cry, but I can't help myself somehow.
That's all right, Kalinda. I'm a little misty-eyed myself. You know, Oscar, I'd say that, taken all around, it's been a pretty damn successful, peaceful mission after all, wouldn't you say? In spite of all the difficulties.
Indeed. Forgive me for falling back on the curse of my race, but I suddenly remember an old philosopher who once said, you cannot butter an omelette without lying in it.
Thanks, Oscar. That's quite right, I'm sure.
Oh, Chell, my dearest. This is the happiest day of my life. I don't care where we are. I must lean my head against your chest.
Beloved.
Oh!
Don't cut your ear on the medals. There.
Oh, my darling husband. No!
Well, here we are, back on course for our peaceful exploratory mission. I enjoy a good adventure as well as the next man, but I also find great satisfaction in just doing my job, too. Don't you think so, Chang?
What? Yes. Of course.
You seem a little distracted, Chang.
I must confess I am a little.
Well, and I confess the same. I know we're all a little, concerned, I guess.
Yeah. Just how anthropomorphic do you think that damn robot can be, anyhow?
You have been listening to The Bride of Esp, written and directed by Jim Armstrong, and produced by Ernest Lowe, John Whiting, and Jim Armstrong. Dennis Dunn was heard as Captain Alexander Chalmers, Laura Kent as the Princess Narda, Dale Moffat as Zorn the Robot, Ginger Buckner as the Princess's faithful maid Rilka, and Jim Armstrong as the Lord of Esp. John Whiting was Sparks, Philip Cervera was Chang, and Tom Fox was Cookie. This has been a Compendium Cliché production.